Ukraine claims Russia is hesitating over next round of peace talks. By Breitbart London on February 12, 2026. Kyiv, Ukraine, AP, Russia launched a barrage of ballistic missiles and drones at Ukrainian cities in overnight attacks. Officials reported on Thursday as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Moscow was hesitating about another round of U.S. brokered talks on stopping the fighting. Washington has proposed further negotiations next week between Russian and Ukrainian delegations either in Miami or Abu Dhabi. In the United Arab Emirates, which was the location of the last meeting, Zelensky said late Wednesday. Ukraine immediately confirmed it would attend, he said. So far, as I understand it, Russia is hesitating, Zelensky told reporters in a messaging app interview late Wednesday. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said on Thursday that another round of talks was expected soon but gave no further details. American officials made no comment on the possibility of further talks as part of a year-long peace effort by the Trump administration. Zelensky said last week that the United States has given Ukraine and Russia a June deadline to reach a deal. But with Russia's invasion of its neighbor marking its fourth anniversary later this month, disagreements between Moscow and Kyiv over key issues have held up a comprehensive settlement. The issues include who keeps the Ukrainian land that Russia's army has so far occupied, especially in the eastern Donbas industrial heartland, and Moscow's demands for Kyiv to surrender more territory. Ukraine wants Western-backed security guarantees, including a date for joining the European Union, and a post-war reconstruction package in place before it can contemplate signing a proposed 20-point settlement, Zelensky said. Russia has meanwhile continued to pound Ukrainian civilian areas, including residential areas and the power grid. And Moscow has not responded to a U.S. proposal for an energy ceasefire that would also halt Ukrainian drone strikes on Russian oil facilities, Zelensky said. The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Turk, urged Russia to stop hitting electricity infrastructure, reminding Moscow in a statement that targeting civilian infrastructure is prohibited under international humanitarian law. Overnight from Wednesday to Thursday, Russia fired 219 long-range strike drones, 24 ballistic missiles and a guided aircraft missile at Ukraine, according to the Ukrainian Air Force. The main targets were the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv, the second-largest city of Kharkiv, Dnipro in central Ukraine, and the southern port city of Odessa. The Air Force said, all cities that have come under relentless bombardment. In Dnipro, Russian strikes injured 4 people, including a 4-year-old girl and a newborn boy, regional head Oleksandra Hunza wrote on Telegram. In Kyiv, several residential buildings were damaged, and 2 people were injured, according to the city administration. In Odessa, 1 person was injured as a residential high-rise was partially destroyed and a market in a supermarket caught fire, regional head Oleksandra Hunza wrote on Telegram. Temperatures have moved above freezing point in Kyiv, but it is still bitterly cold in the city. Oleksiy Kuleba, deputy prime minister for the restoration of Ukraine, said 2,600 buildings were left without heating after the Kyiv attack, in addition to 1,100 buildings in the capital that already were without heating due to previous attacks. In Odessa, nearly 300,000 residents were left without running water, Kuleba said, while in Dnipro the central heating system stopped working for some 10,000 people. Ukraine has hit back at Russia with long-range strikes on military targets and oil refineries that generate a large slice of Russia's income. Ukraine's military general staff said Thursday that one of its domestically developed long-range drones hit the Ukhta oil refinery in Russia's Komi region, around 1,750 kilometers, 1,000 miles, from the Ukrainian border. An official with Ukraine Security Service, known as the SBU, told the Associated Press that it was the first time Ukrainian drones have flown so far. The official spoke on condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to speak publicly. Ukraine's general staff also said that one of its domestically produced long-range Flamingo missiles hit one of the Russian military's biggest storage sites for missiles, ammunition and explosives in the Volgograd region and caused major explosions. Separately, Ukrainian forces also hit and started a fire at the Maturinsk Progress plant in Russia's Tambov region, a defense enterprise producing high-technology equipment for aviation and missile systems, the general staff said. Ukraine's military also confirmed it damaged the Volgograd oil refinery in a strike the previous day. In other developments, the White House announced Thursday that First Lady Melania Trump helped to reunite a small group of Russian and Ukrainian children with their families after they became separated by the invasion. Five children, four boys and one girl, from 4 to 15 years old, were reunited with their families in Ukraine, while one child returned to its family in Russia, according to Maria Lvova-Belova, the Kremlin's commissioner for children's rights. Lvova-Belova is sought for war crimes by the International Criminal Court for allegedly deporting children from Ukraine. It was the third such family reunification involving the First Lady.